Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, Iris Oscar November 4 ISS. Do you receive me, over?
I have you loud and broken. This is OR 4 ISS calling ON 4 ISS.
Okay, Tracy. Nice to meet you. I copy you, but do you copy me? Do you receive Oscar November 4 ISS? Over.
I copy you now loud and clear. Tell me.
Okay, Tracy. WIA is in Canberra, is now online and listening to you. Go ahead, Tracy. Over.
I'm ready to begin the event.
Yes, good. Go ahead, Tracy.
On behalf of the International Space Station crew and NASA, I extend our warm congratulations to the Wireless Institute of Australia on reaching 100 years. The WIA began in 1910 at a time when we could not communicate around the world using radio. About a decade later, radio amateurs had developed worldwide radio communications. Among the many other contributions of radio amateurs over the years include space communications. The first amateur satellite was launched in 1961, just 4 years after Sputnik 1. There are advanced and ambitious plans by AMSAT to send amateur satellites into the orbits of Venus and Mars, all very interesting indeed. I'll now stand by for the questions.
Okay, go ahead for the first question then.
Hi there, my name is Jordan. What, in your opinion, is the most interesting experiment that has been conducted on the International Space Station? Over.
Jordan, it's hard to say which is the most interesting because there's so many of them and they're interesting for different reasons. But some that I find fascinating are the human research experiments trying to understand our bodies in space, and also the ones that involve growing plants and seeing how gravity or the lack of gravity affects the growth of plants. Over.
Hello from Canberra. My name is Elizabeth. Living in space with zero gravity must have some unusual effects on the body. Does this environment affect an astronaut's circulatory system, such as causing changes to normal blood pressure and pulse rate? Over.
Elizabeth, that's a great question. And in fact, our bodies have to adapt to the space environment. And so our normal blood pressure and pulse rate change as we adapt to this environment. But the experiments that we do on board that are classified as human research look at those very effects to see just what normal is here in space. Over.
Hi, this is Nick. What is the evacuation procedure in the event of an emergency on the International Space Station? Over.
Well, Nick, not all emergencies on the space station involve the crew evacuating. But if we were to evacuate, we would all get into our respective Soyuz vehicles and undock and come home. It's that simple. Hopefully, we never need it.
Hello, my name is Tamsin. I understand that astronauts on the ISS are able to see 16 sunrises and sunsets each day. Does this affect your sleep patterns? Do you sleep for a longer time or a shorter time than you would on Earth? How long does it usually take to get over the effects of jet lag when you return to Earth? Over.
Well, Tamlin, you're right. We do see 16 sunrises and sunsets a day. I wouldn't say it affects our sleep patterns because we control the lighting inside the space station and we turn off the lights when it's time to go to bed. I would say that I don't sleep any longer or shorter than I do on Earth, but I have had the deepest sleep of my entire life, I think deeper than when I was a baby. And when we get home to Earth, it takes about 2 weeks for you to feel a little bit normal, but your rehab takes upwards of about 3 months. Over.
Hi there, my name is Brendan. How often do you interact with the astronauts from other countries? And do you work on projects and experiments together? Over.
Brendan, I work on a daily basis, day and night, with astronauts from other countries. And there are often times when we work on experiments together, but most of the time we're working on experiments alone and for any of the 16 countries that are represented here on board the space station.
Hi there, this is William. When you're in space, are you above the law?
If there was a legal issue that arose on the space station, which nation's law would apply? Over.
Well, you know, hopefully we won't have many reasons to bring in the law up here. Most of the people that are here for the benefit of humankind and to keep this space station going. But no, we are not above the law, as you say. But we do have special space acts that incorporate rules and laws for the entire space station. Over.
Hello, my name is Monique, and I'm asking Melanie's question. Do you think that in the future it would be feasible for people to spend considerable amounts of time living in space? Over.
Well, Melanie, that's hopefully a question that we're answering with the space station now and the long-duration missions that we have. Our goal is to understand how the body can live in space so that we can continue exploration. Over.
Hi, this is Tim. Astronaut Neil Armstrong said that when he looked out of the window of his spaceship, he could cover the whole world with his thumb. Rather than making him feel big, it made him feel very small. After circling the Earth many times, how do you relate to the enormity of space? Over.
Well, Tim, I can tell you that space is the blackest black I've ever seen. And it's not so much when I look out in space, but when I look down at the Earth and I realize that considering how many people make up the human race over the millions of years that we've existed, to know that only a handful of us have actually seen our beautiful planet from this vantage point makes me feel very, very humble and very privileged. Over.
Hi there, my name is Zachary. Does the space station ever collide with other solid matter in space? Over.
We have a team of scientists and researchers on the ground that are always looking out after us, and if we were to ever come in close contact with any debris, we would do a maneuver to get ourselves out of the way. Over.
Hi, my name is Matt. Have you ever been involved in a spacewalk? What is it like? Has anyone ever been separated from the space station by a large distance, and what happened? Over.
Matt, I'm scheduled to have my first spacewalk in August. I hear that it's one of the most extraordinary experiences, and no one has ever been separated from the space station by a large distance.
Tracy, this is Tony, VK5ZAI in Canberra. I'd like to be a big special thanks to you for answering these questions for the students this evening. We had a big crowd here, around about 200 at the dinner, and quite a few overseas visitors from the US and other countries. And if you can stand by, we'd just like everyone to have a big cheer and say thank you. Thanks again so much, Tracy.